At the Nugadua Academy in Cherokee, North Carolina, a sign above the door reads, English stops here.
English is what you would consider a cancerous language. It just devours other indigenous languages.
Renissa McLaughlin manages the Gadua Preservation and Education Program for the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. She's fighting to revitalize a dying language.
The language is just not this novel thing that a couple of old people do on the side. It is the heart and soul of who we are as Cherokee people.
By most estimates, there are less than 200 to 300 native Cherokee speakers in the territory in western North Carolina. Many of them are old. Many of them are sick. And in 20 years, not many of them will be left.
Most people would say if you lose your language, you've lost your culture, or you are in great danger of losing your culture.
Gerald Trodel is an anthropology professor at the University of Tennessee. Of the 500 to 600 American Indian languages once heard in North America, he says less than a third are still spoken today.
And of all those, there are only, 46 that people estimate are viable languages. In other words, there's enough adults and enough children learning the language that these languages are likely to continue.
In North Carolina, Michelle Hicks is the Eastern Band's principal chief. He's heavily invested in creating native speakers. Hicks says the Nugadua Academy is part of a bigger initiative to save the language from extinction. The tribe and other funders have poured millions of dollars into language revitalization programs.
You can't put a dollar value to an effect on protecting your tribe and who you are. It's just something that each one of us as Cherokee members knows from our heart what it means.
Inside the school, every word spoken is supposed to be in Cherokee. The technique is called immersion, and at Nugadua Academy, kids begin when they're a few months old. There are around 90 children enrolled through the fourth grade. Renissa McLaughlin says they're in a race against time.
While we are hopeful and we have vision, the reality is that we are tapping out our resources. People are retiring. People are tired.
This is Africa.
Bo Lossie oversees curriculum at the Nugadua Academy. Lossie says he regrets not learning his own language and cultural heritage from his grandfather when he had the chance. But he says he's keeping his grandfather's memory close by serving as a bridge between fluent speakers and future speakers.
It's a sense of identity. And it seems like that's a whole lot of burden for such a few amount of students, but it truly is. It's a sense of knowing who you are. Like the word Cherokee itself is, that's not who we are. We're Ani Gaduwagi, you know, we're the people of Gadua.
Lossie says as long as there are speakers, there's hope. The language, like the Cherokee people, will endure.
And Papa Glenn has a kitty.
Or a Waisha.
Waisha. A cat.
I'm Christine Jessel, WUOT News.